Good morning. We have four argued cases this morning. The first is number 21-2085, Unilock 2017 LLC versus Netflix. Mr. Cummings.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court. This is a case where the Patent Trial and Appeal Board committed reversible error by construing two patent claim terms without heeding this Court's directive from Phillips to construe the patent in the context, or construe the terms in the context of the entire patent, and such that the construction comports with the instrument as a whole. This Court should reverse the judgment of the Board for both of these errors. With both of these terms, the Board ignored passages in the patent that criticized the prior art and explained how the invention operates differently.
Can I just double-check something? So when I read the Board's opinion and your papers below in the blue brief, it seemed to me that you didn't have anything compelling in the spec to go against what the Board had said. But then in the reply brief, you point to two or three passages that seem considerably more helpful to you than anything you had cited before. Should we disregard that new spec support, which you did not present to the Board and you didn't even present to us in the blue brief, or should we consider it?
Well, admittedly, the spec support before the Board could have been more in-depth, but the Board recognized that we'd argued the not by pixel unit, but by macro block unit.
No, I'm not suggesting that you've changed your position at all. Mm-hmm. But the spec support, kind of basically at the bottom of column one, the very top of column two, seems. I want to ask you about that support, but I'm just asking you at the initial stage. Should we consider it? Because that was nowhere, unless I missed something, in either your blue brief or in anything you submitted to the Board.
Well, yes. I mean, this review is de novo, and this Court needs to follow Phillips as well and construe these terms in light of the patent as a whole, such that the construction comports with the instrument as a whole. And that those passages cast light on what the proper construction should be.
So if they were so clear, why didn't you mention them initially? It sort of suggests that maybe the reading that you're giving to them now is not necessarily the right reading.
No, I think what the issue is, Your Honor, is...
I don't think you're answering my question. If it was so clear from these passages that your position was right, why didn't you rely on them earlier?
Well, I believe that we did rely on them. The final written decision refers to the emphasis in the patent that it's not to divide by pixel unit, but to divide by a macro block unit.
Where did you rely on these passages in your blue brief?
In the blue brief?
Yeah.
I think our discussion of the initial...
Well, the answer is you didn't, right?
I don't believe that those were quoted explicitly. If there was a more general discussion of the preliminary background section of the patent, then we should have included. But when we got the red brief, it made statements about the contents of the specification that just aren't true. There's one lone paragraph that discusses the dividing in the patent. Well, that's just not true.
Itself supports what the Board said, right?
I'm sorry?
figure one itself supports what the board said.
I don't believe that figure one supports the board.
I believe the figure one talks about the division in this flowchart, and it doesn't get to the macro block approach until the fourth step.
Well,
after the division's complete.
At step two talks about, I'm sorry, let me open this up. So just to make sure, are you talking about the division or the...
the division. There's no mention of the macro block approach in connection with the division in figure one. It says region division, and then it's not until you get to the fourth step to determine whether the coding process of the pixel value of the macro block is to be executed or not.
Well, the division is done in block 10. By the time block 10 is finished, the object...
That's the point. There's no mention of utilization of pixels or macro blocks or any particular method for the division.
Because that's in the discussion of the specification. The specification refers to block 10, but see, this is a problem that that the board had. They focused on one paragraph in the specification, and they ignored these preliminary passages that explain that for example, with division, the prior art divided pixel by pixel.
Well, it's not so surprising that they didn't discuss those passages because you didn't call them to their attention.
We did call to their attention the emphasis in the specification that this invention doesn't divide pixel by pixel because it's too
Can you elaborate on that? How is it that dividing the original input into regions, macro block by macro block, serves some purpose of this invention in a way that doing the division pixel by pixel and only post-division overlaying a macro block sort of plot on top of it doesn't?
Okay, as the specification notes, when you have a system that has low computing power, it's difficult to perform in real time in intensive computing. And dividing a video frame pixel by pixel requires significant computing. And let me explain why that is. If you've got a frame of high definition video, it has 2 million pixels in it. But if you define that with these 16 by 16 macro blocks, there's only 8,000 macro blocks. And so it takes significantly more computing power to compare 2 million pixels than it does to compare 8,000 macro blocks. And so it's able to do the comparison if it's dividing macro block by macro block rather than pixel by pixel. Because it's got...
I don't remember. Does something in the spec talk about the resource drain on the division process or just the coding process, or both? You just said that more resources are needed for a division process if you do 256 times the number of comparisons,
right,
than if you otherwise. And so that suggests there is a resource saving by doing the division on a macro block.
Yes.
Macro block. Does the spec talk about that, or does it only talk about saving resources in just coding fewer things?
And the coding doesn't take place at the divisional step, right?
The division is done, and once the division is done, then it goes through and does the coding.
The answer is there's no coding at the divisional step.
Right. The coding comes later.
It's just the comparing. And I guess my question is, does something in the spec say we'd like to save comparison costs And by cutting, you know, into a tiny fraction the number of comparisons we have to make.
Yes, on column 1, 50 through 54, and 2 through 34 talks about the computational efficiency.
Okay.
And 1, 41 through 48 talks about...
And that happens to be one of the passages that I think you didn't cite until your gray brief here.
I'm not sure. And then 150 through 54 is the problem about dividing pixel by pixel. It's hard to perform real time.
Right.
Does that answer your question?
It does.
Okay, I see that I'm in my rebuttal time. So.
Did you have an expert who explained the view that you're now articulating about these passages in the specification?
No, we did not.
So you're just, this is lawyer argument, you're asking us to make a de novo interpretation of these passages.
Well, we believe that that these passages are clear enough that they don't need an expert, and Dr. Saber's testimony should be disregarded because it's not only inconsistent with the specification, but his own testimony is internally inconsistent, as we noted in the briefing. Okay, I'll reserve the rest of my time for rebuttal.
Okay, Mr. McKeever.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Patrick McKeever on behalf of Appalee Netflix. With me at counsel's table is my colleague, Dan Bagatelle. Wanted to pick up on a couple of things that Mr. Cummings said and some of the questions that the Court has asked, which I think keyed in on some of the issues here. This argument that is the thrust of the gray brief about computational efficiency is a completely new argument, as the Court, I think, recognized.
Right, I'm prepared to assume that. That
sure.
Was certainly my impression. We had certainly said in Interactive Gift Express, if they had made it in the blue brief, because it's just a new material in support, new spec material in support of the same claim construction, there would be no forfeiture. There's a sentence in Interactive Gift Express that says that expressly. They didn't make this point in the blue brief. So I'm interested in the question of forfeiture, as to which there probably is some discretion, and assuming that there's some discretion about that question, it would matter to me to understand whether this material, including the part at the bottom of column one that was discussed about the resource, the need for resources on the comparison process, not just the coding process, and the material at the top of column two, why that doesn't support the other side very, very clearly, because if it's very, very clear, I'm not as inclined to say it's forfeited.
Sure. I understand, Your Honor. Thank you. So it does not. I mean, one other point is, again, if these arguments had been raised below, you also just asked about whether they had an expert to address these points.
We often don't have experts
yeah.
in claim construction. It's a matter of law,
right.
mostly. So tell me why these passages are not very clearly in support of you.
Sure. So first of all, there was the question, I think Your Honor specifically asked about, does the specification specifically say that the dividing step in the invention does a fewer number of comparisons by doing it at the macro block level than at the pixel level? It does not. Mr. Cummings pointed to a couple of passages from the specification that talk about, you know, at a high level, how the invention might enable real-time encoding on a low-performance system. Again, nothing in the claims about real-time, nothing in the claims about low-performance systems. But there is no statement in here that says that by virtue of doing dividing...
Let me just read this sentence, which is column 1, lines 50 to 54. Since very complicated processes should be executed in order to divide, this is not to code, in order to divide the video by the pixel unit in the case of using the object-based coding technique utilizing the conventional region division technique, it is difficult to embody such processes in real time.
Right.
That seems to me to say dividing, which means comparing, it, you know, whether it's same or different from previous frame, is resource intensive, and we would like to cut down on the use of those resources in the division process before you get to coding.
Right. But one of the questions is where exactly in the division process? The patent describes the division process in column one in this prior art known technique at a pretty high level, right? It says you do the frame differencing between the current frame and the previous frame. Well, when they describe the division process in the invention, they also say it relies on frame differencing between the current frame and the previous frame. There's not actually a single sentence anywhere in the specification, which is fairly short, that says that there's a reduced number of comparisons that's performed when you do this at the macro block level. That's an attorney argument that Unilock is making.
Why isn't that self-evidently true?
Because
it just have fewer items you're comparing by a fraction of 1 over 256, don't
but,
you?
But how do you perform, how do you compare macro blocks, how do you compare brightness of macro blocks without comparing the brightness of the pixels that make up the macro block? There's no description in the patent specification of how you do that. And if you look at,
that sounds like a written description problem, but not necessarily a claim construction problem.
I don't necessarily disagree with that, Your Honor.
But what I'm struggling with here is if their view of how their invention works is correct, it does seem like the prior art does it in a slightly different way. And it's very hard. I find this patent very unclear in how it's written.
Right.
And not very detailed either. But if my understanding is, the first step before any of this happens is you have to look at everything pixel by pixel with the first image, and then they say they divide up into macro blocks, and then when they do the comparison step for the object and the background coding, they do that comparison on a macro by macro block basis. If that's true, then isn't that different from the prior art, and the board is wrong?
So it is different. I would grant you it is the preferred embodiment of the dividing step in the patent specification is different from the prior art. And remember, the board didn't invalidate claim two, which is the claim that actually is the dependent claim that tracks the preferred embodiment of the dividing step. Why didn't the board invalidate it? Well, that claim was never asserted in the litigation. It wasn't challenged. It wasn't at issue in the IPR. But to pick up Judge Hughes on what you just said, I think you're right that even in the dividing step in the invention, and the claim language actually kind of gives this away, you are still doing.
Just be clear, claim two is not different only in this respect. It's narrower yet about comparing test statistics, so it doesn't quite make your point.
Yes, Your Honor, that's fair. But I would say claim two clearly tracks the preferred embodiment of the dividing step in the specification.
And then makes it more specific.
Exactly. And you know, whereas the dividing step in claim one is recited quite broadly, very similar to how the dividing step is introduced in the patent specification.
I went on a detail. You should.
Yeah.
Well, and just in answering my question, what I'm curious about is actually the specific language in 1A, which, again, there might be written description problems with this, but it says dividing the stationary background and the object in a micro block by macro block basis. So it seems to tell me that it's using the macro blocks to divide up the background and the object. How they do it, who knows? But assuming we take that as a description, why isn't the board's construction inconsistent with this?
Well, so our position, which is consistent with what the board held, is
because the board doesn't require this to be done first. It just requires the results of everything to do this. But this seems to suggest that this is a step that requires that dividing and of the two different regions on a macro block by macro block basis.
And so Your Honor, that's not how I read it. And again, I agree. I mean, I think that there are many things that are
not a very well written claim,
right?
To be sure,
right. I read this language as what this is talking about, consistent with the specification, is this issue of granularity. Are we trying to create these very detailed regions that are, you know, have these deviations at the pixel level, or are we trying to do this very blocky, simplistic definition of regions? Why do we want to do it blocky and simple in this patent? Is because if you do it that way, it drastically reduces the amount of data that you have to provide about the shapes of the different regions. So if you have simple shapes, you don't have to spend a lot of bits conveying what those shapes look
like.
Well,
and can't you, I mean, I understand it doesn't tell you how to do it, but I mean, theoretically, it seems to me you could just look at the whole map or block and compare it to the previous one, which is what you do from the previous frame. And if there's no changes at all, then you keep it because it's part of the background and it's easier to code. You don't do extensive coding. And if there are changes in the object, then you code it in a different, you know, pixel by pixel basis. And that seems to be doing the dividing and comparing steps on the macro block by macro block basis, which is what they're arguing for.
But you're still looking at it on a pixel by pixel basis. So the idea that, in terms of doing that comparison, and I didn't really respond to your previous question, which is where do we see which way that goes in the specification? And I think, again, the spec is very sparse, but if you look at claim 2, it tells us a little bit more about what this test statistic is that's used in the preferred embodiment of the divided
step.
Sure.
I'll let you go on, but are what you essentially saying is even if you do this into macro blocks, you can't really just look at the macro block as a whole to determine whether it's changed. You still have to look at it on a pixel by pixel basis.
Exactly.
But I think their argument is no, that's not what we do. How they do it, again, not explained to me sufficiently, but let's just assume you can do it on a macro block by macro block basis without looking at the changes in individual pixels. Isn't that what this is claiming?
I don't believe so because at least in claim one, Your Honor, mm-hmm. our position is that the in a macro block by macro block basis is talking about the level of granularity at which you are dividing these regions out of the inputted video. So it's a result.
For purposes of the later coding.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch
that. For purposes of the coding.
That's right. I mean, that's the reason that you're doing this at a macro block level. And the prior art recognizes that as well. One is you're trying to simplify the amount of data. You're trying to make it more efficient. But you're going to end up encoding everything in macro blocks anyway, so
right.
Why not get to that, that point?
What I was asking about before is that there may be two resource-intensive processes. One is the division process, and the other is the coding process. And if doing the division macro block by macro block instead of pixel by pixel saves resources for process number one, that is in service of the goal of this invention. It doesn't have to be only saving resources for coding, which it would also do if you're coding fewer things.
Right.
Would your view of the claim language be any different if instead of using the seemingly just incorrect English expression in a basis, it said on a basis?
So I've thought about that question, Your Honor, and
I assume everybody has the same. This is not
yeah.
normal
yeah.
English, so it's hard to know what to make of it.
Exactly, and that's why again I think, and I will respond to that question fully, but I think you have to look at this and compare it to the specification. And again, claim one broadly recites the dividing step just as it's introduced in the specification, and then in our view, claim two is the dependent claim that has the specific implementation of, you know, using test statistics and all that. I don't think it would change my interpretation or Netflix's interpretation of the claim language if it said on, because I think you have to look at where does that phrase appear in the claim language. It, you know, it doesn't say, and I'm not saying it would change my position necessarily even if you moved the phrase, but, you know, it doesn't say dividing by taking, you know, each macro block of the current frame, you know, or something like that. It says dividing the stationary background region and the object region from an inputted video. So it's telling us what we're trying to, the result, right? The result is we want to create these.
That's why some of the newly cited spec passages seem helpful in figuring out what this means, like the one at column 2, line 5, which specifically talks about dividing not by pixel unit, but by
right.
16 by 16.
Right.
And tends to point in their direction, maybe even more than tends to.
I mean, I disagree. That's not how I read that portion of the specification. I think, again, that portion as well is not getting at you know, the unit of processing that you are breaking this thing into for purposes of dividing, what it's getting at is, what's the granularity we want to get to? When we create these
for
regions.
For coding purposes, you mean?
Yes. When we create these regions, you know, do we want them to be, again, detailed, you know, very complex shapes, or do we want these simple block, you know, very blocky shaped regions that are, you know, maybe you could do it better, but it's not worth the processing trade-off, so let's keep it simple and save some bits and just make it really blocky, and it's good enough for our purposes.
I'm still struggling because it does seem to me like there are two different potential methods described here. In the prior art, it divides up the object and the backgrounds on more of a shape basis. It like kind of does a broader outline of the object, and then everything else is background, and that's done on a pixel basis, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is pre-divide the whole frame into macro blocks and then divvy up the macro blocks into object or background. And it's rougher because it's not a pixel by pixel basis, but that does seem, if that's what the claim is, to be different from the prior art.
I mean, if the dividing step in claim one is describing the result, which is our position, then the result is the same. So the
no, I get, but that's not their position, and that's not the way they read the claim language. And it's, again, a very badly written sentence.
Right.
But if you read it as it's actually at the beginning stage, where in the very first frame has to be divided up. I understand. I'm going to finish quickly. Mm-hmm. But once you do the comparisons of the first macro block to the second macro block frame, their divvying up isn't on a pixel by pixel basis about what's object and background. It's just this whole block has nothing but background. This whole block has part background, part object, this part maybe all object. And so they're doing that. And if that's the case in the proper reading of that claim, hasn't the board erred?
I would say no, because that is the same result that you get with Tilori's method. And that's why Tilori does this tiling with macro blocks. They want to get to they're trying to get to the same result. It's a more sophisticated algorithm that they use to get there. It's more refined. But ultimately, they're trying to, they do this, you know, pixel level process, but then they...
So you're saying this, even if we read this claim language that way, it's just claiming the intended result for purposes of coding.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct, Your Honor. Thank you, Your Honor.
Mr. Cummings, you have over 3 minutes here.
Just a couple of items, Your Honors. I do want to point out that Tilori has nothing to do with computational efficiency. Tilori is entirely directed towards coding efficiency. It assumes that it has the computational power to do a bit-by-bit compare. Now, responding to his...
The problem is what's not clear is whether this patent is certainly talking about coding efficiency.
Yes.
And the coding efficiency feature is shown in the prior art, correct?
And as well as the division pixel by pixel.
Yeah. Well, right. And the question is, was this invention designed to save computational power at the division step or the coding step only, right?
We think that the computational savings is directly most at the division. And
most at the division?
There is some computational savings in the coding if it's done macro block by macro block. But the patent emphasizes the primary savings by dividing by macro block is computational, and then you get
that's a computational saving in the coding step. I mean, you are saving computing power, whatever, at the coding step, right?
There is some savings at the coding step, but the patent's emphasis on the computational savings is on the division step. And I want to respond to one thing.
Where exactly do we find that?
It's column 1, line 50. since very complicated process should be executed in order to divide a video by pixel unit, is that paragraph there where it talks about dividing by pixel units is very computationally intensive. Now, responding to one thing that he mentioned, that dividing by macro blocks is you have to do pixels too. That's not what Dr. Saber testified. In his declaration, Appendix 529 through 532, in his background section, he talked about and gave an example. It was well known that pixel-level segmentation was computationally intensive. And he showed an example using 4x4 macro blocks to avoid the detailed pixel-level segmentation. This is where his declaration was inconsistent. He recognized that macro block division saved, but then when it came time to apply the claim limitation, his opinion was, well, it doesn't matter if you divide pixel by pixel so long as the result is macro blocks.
And at least theoretically, I think I understood your friend on the other side to make a suggestion, which I was translating in my mind in the following way. If you have 256 pixels, you might have 256 luminance or chrominance. Is that the right word?
Right.
Yes, chrominance, yes. Measures. And then you need to figure out, well, what is the comparison if you take the whole block at a time? So you need to figure out what you're somehow are going to aggregate the different luminances and the chrominances, or if any single one of them is different, and that's nowhere discussed in the spec.
It's nowhere discussed in the spec because it's assuming...
If you had to do all of that, then perhaps there might not be any computational savings.
Not according to the disclosure that's in the spec.
Which then raises the written description question.
So I see that my time is up. Thank you, Your Honor.
Any further questions? All right, thank you. Thank both counsel. The case is submitted. Our next case is number 2210.